Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a really erratic day today, really in the corn and beans. Wheat futures were just weak pretty much throughout the day, but corn closed up 3 to 5 cents. Beans were about 8.5 higher, with the January closing at 13.28 1/4. They had a 23-cent range today, which is a pretty good size. It started out the morning weaker under pressure, but then about 9:30, 9:15, 9:30-ish, the things started rallying, and it didn't really stop and just continued higher throughout the day. There was some talk of a huge buy order for call options in the March soybeans, 1320 calls. It's estimated that about 7,000 of those are purchased today, and that helped the market out and helped drive the thing higher. We have not been through the highs in the beans that we saw the other day, which were about 1346, so we're about 15 to 18 cents off of that. Corn futures, on the other hand, traded as high as 430 in December, 439.5 in March. So that's positive looking longer term. And then wheat futures under pressure for the most part throughout the day. Most eyes are watching this winter storm warning, and as they add and take away cold and then add and take away moisture, that'll continue to drive the wheat futures both directions depending on what they say.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's ethanol production report was a touch bullish. We produced 913,000 barrels of ethanol per day. That's down 1.5% from last week, but up 9.3% over this time last year. Total ethanol production for the week was 6.39 million barrels for the week. Stocks were continuing to be tight here at 15.124. Keep in mind, November typically is a weak point in terms of ethanol stocks for that time of year, and starts to actually build from now through about May when the driving season starts again. But we're at the lowest level we've been in 3 years right now. Profit margins for ethanol continue to be strong, $2.50 a bushel in Iowa. So that's a really positive number, and we'll remain bullish to corn futures as long as profit margins are so positive. And we also had a USDA announcement this morning. The U.S. sold 165,750 tons of corn to Mexico. This includes 133,000 metric tons for the 13-14 crop year, and then a little over 33,000 for the 14-15 crop year. Just shows demand remains strong with prices where they are.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 20 cents at 132.72, January feeders were up 20 at 165.05, and December lean hogs were down $1.15 at 83.67. In the grain markets, Kansas City December wheat was down 2.5 cents on the day at 7.09 1/4. Chicago December corn was up 3.5 cents at 4.25 1/2. And January beans were up 9 3/4 cents at 13.29 1/2. December cotton closed up 61 points at 78.02 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.